Lane, L-A-N-E, Blunt, B-L-O-U-N-T, 9160. This was on 422. Mr. Blunt is a... '63-year-old gentleman comes in because his wife is convinced he has atrial fibrillation. Pierre Nikergov. He's a very healthy 63-year-old gentleman who took care of his wife for 10 years before she died of Alzheimer's. Then she got married to his current wife in December. She's a nurse. Every 2-3 months, she has bouts of palpitations. She gets dizzy. It has to do with stress, heat, and caffeine ingestion. Period. New paragraph. She's had no nausea, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure, convulsion, COVID immunization, none, allergy, none, medical problems, negative, surgical problems, had trampoline issue with some kind of skull laceration, scalp laceration when he was a child, medications, none, social. He's in sales, originally from Houston, has one child. Married since December, wife died a year ago, very active, he's alert, he's awake, he's sexually active, his wife wants to have sex with him twice a day, he wants to have his testosterone checked, but I'm mentioning this to mention that he never has his episodes during sex. Mom died of renal failure, diabetes, dad died of 97 years old of old age. His recent blood test showed A1C to be okay, his blood sugar is okay, his wife checks that on a regular basis, review of system as above. Most importantly, he's lost 30 pounds. He thinks it's because he was trying to lose weight. He swears that he has no thyroid issues, even though he has a family history of thyroid problems in sisters and brothers, and that needs to be checked as well. He's alert, he's awake, he was 229 pounds, 100%, 97.8, 18, 67, 122 over 79, heart positive, small positive, too long to clear, abdomen soft, next was able to skin, shows no rash, or a mucosa with an lesion. EKG today shows normal EKG with PACs, which is consistent with patient's possible runs of SVT related to caffeine. Nevertheless, echocardiogram was done, which was within normal limits because he's 63 years old. We looked at his carotid, mild stenosis noted. He also has some shoulder issues, which he takes naproxen for, but he's had that for a long time. He knows he's got shoulder problems related to what's it that you get in your shoulders?
The what?
What is it that you get in your shoulders? Because of chronic... supraspinatus muscle tear, rotator cuff tear, consistent with rotator cuff tear. Next number is fatty liver, mild. Next number is BPH. Next number is suspect SVT, but we're not going to go with the suspicion. I offered him propanolol 20 milligram if those symptoms continue when he's on his cruise because he's going on a cruise and his wife is concerned. Next number, I want him to see a cardiologist. Next number is I referred him to Dr. Clem. Next number is his echocardiogram is totally negative. Next number, he did have multiple cysts on his left thyroid, consistent with goiter. Next number is TSH, free T3, free T4 is a must in face of possible SVT, possible atrial tachycardia, and weight loss. Next number, we'll discuss the findings with patient ASAP as soon as the blood work comes back. Next numbers, I have a feeling he's not going to go see the cardiologist, but I told him that if on an outside chance that he does have atrial fibrillation, he needs to be anticoagulated or he'll have a stroke, and his wife knows that as well. Next thing was follow up the thyroid cyst in 3 months. Next thing was DVT studies were done of upper and lower extremity. None was found. Next thing was patient does not like to take medication. His urinalysis is within normal limits, by the way. I say this because I gave him Inderol 20 milligram number 30 because he's going on a cruise, but nevertheless, that's not a definitive treatment. We're going to do a stress test, refer him to a cardiologist, Dr. Cohen, here in town. Thank you. Bye.